Today's reading begins in Job chapter 23, verse 1. Chapter 23, verse 1. Then Job answered and said, "Today also my complaint is bitter. My hand is heavy on account of my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. I would lay my case before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would know that he would answer me and understand what he would say to me. Would he contend with me in the greatness of his power? No, he would pay attention to me. There an upright man could argue with him, and I would be acquitted forever by my judge. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I do not perceive him. On the left hand, when he is working, I do not behold him. He turns to the right hand, but I do not see him. But he knows the way that I take. When he has tried me, I shall come out as gold. My foot has held fast to his steps. I have kept his way and have not turned aside. I have not departed from the commandment of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my portion of food. But he is unchangeable, and who can turn him back? What he desires, that he does. For he will complete what he appoints for me, and many such things are in his mind. Therefore I am terrified at his presence. When I consider him, I am in dread of him. God has made my heart faint. The Almighty has terrified me, yet I am not silenced because of the darkness, nor because thick darkness covers my face. Why are not times of judgment kept by the Almighty, and why do those who know him never see his days? Some move landmarks, they seize flocks and pasture them. They drive away the donkey of the fatherless, they take away the widow's ox for a pledge. They thrust the poor off the road, the poor of the earth all hide themselves. Behold, like wild donkeys in the desert, the poor go out to their toil, seeking game. The wasteland yields food for their children. They gather their fodder in the field, and they glean the vineyard of the wicked man. They lie all night naked without clothing, and they have no covering in the cold. They are wet with the rain of the mountains, and cling to the rock for lack of shelter. There are those who snatch the fatherless child from the breast, and they take a pledge against the poor. They go about naked without clothing, hungry they carry the sheaves. Among the olive rows of the wicked they make oil, they tread the winepress, but suffer thirst. From out of the city the dying groan, and the soul of the wounded cries for help. Yet God charges no one with wrong. There are those who rebel against the light, who are not acquainted with its ways, and do not stay in its paths. The murderer rises before its light, that he may kill the poor and needy, and in the night he is like a thief. The eye of the adulterer also waits for the twilight, saying, "No eye will see me," and he veils his face. In the dark they dig through houses, by day they shut themselves up, they do not know the light. For deep darkness is mourning to all of them, for they are friends with the terrors of deep darkness. You say, "Swift are they on the face of the waters. Their portion is cursed in the land. No treader turns toward their vineyards. Drought and heat snatch away the snow waters. So does Sheol those who have sinned. The womb forgets them. The worm finds them sweet. They are no longer remembered, so wickedness is broken like a tree. They wrong the barren, childless woman, and do no good to the widow. Yet God prolongs the life of the mighty by his power. They rise up when they despair of life. He gives them security, and they are supported, and his eyes are upon their ways. They are exalted a little while, and then are gone. They are brought low and gathered up like all others. They are cut off like the heads of grain. If it is not so, who will prove me a liar and show that there is nothing in what I say?" Then Bildad the Shuhite answered and said, "Dominion and fear are with God. He makes peace in his high heavens. Is there any number to his armies? Upon whom does his light not arise? How then can man be in the right before God? How can he who is born of woman be pure? Behold, even the moon is not bright, and the stars are not pure in his eyes. How much less man who is a maggot, and the son of man who is a worm?" Then Job answered and said, "How you have helped him who has no power. How you have saved the arm that has no strength. How you have counseled him who has no wisdom, and plentifully declared sound knowledge. With whose help have you uttered words, and whose breath has come out from you? The dead tremble under the waters, and their inhabitants. Sheol is naked before God, and Abaddon has no covering. He stretches out the north over the void, and hangs the earth on nothing. He binds up the waters in his thick clouds, and the cloud is not split open under them. He covers the face of the full moon, and spreads over it his cloud. He has inscribed a circle on the face of the waters, at the boundary between light and darkness. The pillars of heaven tremble, and are astounded at his rebuke. By his power he stilled the sea, by his understanding he shattered Rahab. By his wind the heavens were made fair, his hand pierced the fleeing serpent. Behold, these are but the outskirts of his ways, and how small a whisper do we hear of him! But the thunder of his power, who can understand? Job is really struggling and trying to understand everything. He's defending himself against his friends. At the same time, he's wondering why he is going through all of this while he sees wicked people that just seem to prosper and seem to get ahead. It's not that he thinks that God overlooks wickedness. He understands that God does not overlook wickedness. What he's struggling with is why the wicked can sometimes do so well in this world. Why doesn't God stop them from that is what I think he's trying to get across. He knows how great God is. He knows how just God is. And because he knows God is just, that's why he's struggling with this. That's why he says, my complaint is bitter. He's certainly afraid of God, but at the same time, he wants to have a discourse and come to some understanding of all of this. So he expresses that, yes, the wicked do ultimately get punished. He just points out that God's judgment is not always seen, and God's judgment is not always timely, at least from their point of view. Bildad takes a moment to give a small interjection here. He gets the last word among the friends, as it is. And his main argument is, God is so incredible that even the moon and the stars, they are lackluster to him. So how does man really stand before him? And during all of this, Job is just rebuking his friends for not really helping at all, not helping him struggle with this, not helping him understand it. And so they're, as I've stated before, they just weren't the best of friends. They came to accuse him in the midst of his misery. So think on this. Sometimes terrible things happen in this world, and we struggle to understand. And I think Job helps us see that we can have faith in God even if we don't really understand, and even if we're not rescued the way we would like to be rescued. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.